Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and we are here to help you build your dream career. We are here to help you command a salary of at least 200K or more, 200K a year or more, without working your butt off 50 plus hours a week, living a life full of joy and freedom and impact. That is what we are. That is who we are, stand for. If that's what you want, you are in the exact right place. Even if you've been struggling for years, even if it only feels like a pipe dream at this point, but you're absolutely committed to living that life that other people marvel at and saying, yep, I did it. I did it twice and I did it again. Then this is absolutely for you. The theme of the week, and if you're a tech manager, because that's who we help. That's our niche. You know, a lot of people ask us why do you get so specific? Why don't you like zoom out a little bit? Like, wouldn't you have to help even more people? Like, wouldn't your business make even more money if you like zoomed out and like did career coaching, more general career coaching for everyone? Look, my philosophy is that if you try to help everyone, you're helping no one. And our zone of genius is helping tech managers. It's where Rob was in his previous life, and his heart is still there. He was a technical manager his entire career, leveled up from IC to VP of engineering, and now he's my COO. And we work together on this full time. And it's just, that's because like I'm married to that person, and I've always been connected to the geeks, the nerds, the weirdos. You know, I was an academic in my former life, but really what that meant was I spent a lot of my time doing research and doing data analytics. Like, that was my zone of geekery. Like, that is the language we speak. You are the people that we know. We know how to speak to you when nobody else does. So that's who we're here to help. You are who we're here to help. So if you're a tech manager who wants to build your dream career, you're absolutely in the right place. And today, this week, I want to talk about your tribe. Who do you surround yourself with? Who are the people in your virtual neighborhood? I was going to say neighborhood in quotes, but like in your virtual neighborhood, especially during this day and age. Yes, because of COVID, da-da-da-da. But also like even without that, it's more and more about who we surround ourselves in our digital, in our internet, in our virtual neighborhood. Like, who do we talk with the most? Those people are going to have a profound influence on where you go in life, on where you get in your career, whether you realize it or not. So that's why I want you to get more intentional about who you surround yourself with, because let's stack the deck in your favor, right? Building your dream career, commanding a 200K salary, becoming the best leader you could possibly be, it's hard enough already, folks. Let's not make it even harder by surrounding ourselves with people who are like, not possible, what are you doing? I don't get it. And are just in our naysayers. So get intentional about who you surround yourself with. That's the shift I want you to make. And I want you to surround yourself with people who are there to lift you up. I want you to surround yourself with people who are there to cheer you on. I want you to surround yourself with people who are there to lovingly, with compassion, call you out on your bullshit so that you don't stay stuck and so that you keep climbing. You know, one of my clients, and I know he listens to this podcast, so shout out. You'll know who you are when you hear. he shared an image, a cartoon of a guy climbing a mountain, and he's clearly climbing, but then there's all these people, like these shadows almost of people, like, and he has like these things surrounding him that are like pulling him back, and the people, the shadows, like he's there, he's climbing, he's doing his thing, and the people are saying, you know, the people, the shadows that are holding him back have these speech bubbles that say, play it safe. You should just be happy where you are. You've changed. And it's like, it's so spot on, because that's what happens in the beginning as we start climbing the mountain. We start realizing that the people who we use, some of the people, not everyone, some of the people who we used to hang out with, like these shadows of people, have been holding us back because they just want to play it safe. They don't like that we've changed. They just want to be happy in their comfort zone. They want to be happy with mediocre. They want to be happy staying where they are and not like climbing up that mountain. And so then what happens is you say, okay, I don't want to be held back by those people, by those shadows of people anymore. And it's, again, it's hard enough climbing a mountain, but like, let alone like having people pull you back. It's like, no. I'm going to let go of those relationships. I'm going to lovingly end those relationships because that's what's best for them. And that's what's best for me. And then it gets easier is relative to climb the mountain. You're still climbing a mountain, but you're not doing it with that drag. And you recognize the people. You recognize the people who are holding you back. You also recognize the people who are lifting you up, who are saying, climb even harder. I know it's hard. I know it's really hard. I'm right there with you. Let's do it together. And let's celebrate our wins. Let's celebrate our victories every single step of the way, every single foothold, every single time. We're going to celebrate our progress. And, you know, I don't just speak this, I live this as well. You know, all of the principles, all of the shifts that I encourage you to make and our clients to make, every single thing that we don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. Like every single breakthrough that Rob and I have had in this journey of upgrading our own careers and now building this $1 million, moving toward $10 million business, every single breakthrough, these are the shifts that we're encouraging you to make. So we live this, we live this, we breathe this. We surround ourselves with people who lift us up. You know, one of the talks that I did early on in my career as a career coach, that went over really well. I did a talk for a local community group called She Geeks Out. So hats off, hats tip to the She Geeks Out crowd if anybody's listening. it's been a while since I've connected with you folks, but it's a fabulous, fabulous community. And I did a talk about a bunch of different things. But one of the things that I talked about was exactly this, you know, taking a look at who's in your tribe. And one of the things that I recommended that I actually didn't think that it was going to go over so well, but I was like, ugh, because it's kind of bold. I recommended a social media purge, a Facebook friends purge. And people were like, oh God, yeah. Like, I don't want to do that, but I want to. Right. And I explained what I did. Like this was several years ago, but like, I went through my Facebook friends list. There was like hundreds of people. It was getting ridiculous. I'm like, these are not my friends. Some of these people I don't even know. Right. And so then I made the decision whether or not to keep them on there, or maybe I did have one great communication with them, so I want to keep them as friends. But there are a lot of people from my past life, people who are in my Facebook feed, where every time one of their posts would come up, I would cringe. And I would just be like, why are you posting this? Right. And it was like, you're not there to support me. Like the people who were there saying, you should just be happy where you are. You should play it safe, Jen. Or you know what? You've changed. I don't really like it. Why can't you just go back to the way that you were when you were in college or when you were in high school or whatever it was? It's like, no, I have moved on. And clearly you haven't. Like, that's what I say to myself, right? And that's why it made it really easy to unfriend. So I did a Facebook friends purge. And that went over really well. And I've done it in a bunch of talks since then, and it continues to go over really well. And I encourage you all to do that, but not just with your Facebook, obviously, with your entire life. Let go of the relationships that are not serving you. We all deserve unconditional, unbridled love and support and appreciation and acknowledgement and you go and do this and I'm going to support you every step of the way to your dream. Anything less than that, do not settle for it. Because especially when you're on this path toward greatness, toward great things, and you're up to great things in your career, and you have goals that some people, like, it just makes their heads spin and they just don't get it. That's okay, but they're not the ones that you want to surround yourself with on a daily basis. So Rob and I are so privileged. We are so honored. And we created this tribe. We're proud of ourselves for it. We created a tribe of people who include our clients, but also people who are colleagues, other coaches, mentors, people who are ahead of us in this journey of building multi-million dollar coaching businesses, people who are just right with us and we're in it together, and also people who are just starting out and everywhere in between. We are honored and proud of ourselves to surround ourselves with people, every single one of them. Every single one of them is there to support us, and we are there to support them. Which means we're not going to stand for them when they settle. We're not going to stand for it when they, you know, when they want to quit. We're there to support them. And you all deserve that. Every single one of you deserves that. Love and appreciate yourself enough to surround yourself with people who have nothing but unbridled, authentic love and appreciation for you. And what that looks like is that there's the more obvious piece of it. It's, you know, there's like the, you got this, keep at it, you're awesome. Like, it's that kind of thing. It's being a cheerleader for each other. There's that piece of it. But if it were just that, then it wouldn't feel authentic, would it? Because it's not all sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and winning on the road to success. The road to success includes massive challenges, massive failures, massive wobbles, massive falling flat on your face, and you have to get up from it. And so, and massive mistakes as well. And so, really loving and appreciating someone, like when somebody truly loves and appreciates you, they're not going to tell you to play it safe. Because playing it safe is going to keep you in your comfort zone. When somebody tells you to play it safe, what they're really saying is, I'm uncomfortable stretching the boundaries of what I'm capable of. And I want to be here with all of this entire safety net and foam and rubber. And I want to be safe. And that's where I live. And that's my story. That's my world. And they're like recruiting you to their world. They're saying, this is what works for me. And to be even more right, you need to play it safe too, so that I can be more right in my playing it safeness. But you don't want to play it safe. That's not what's true to you. That's why that feels a little bit off. To constantly hear people saying, oh, just play it safe. Don't try and go for that promotion. Just be happy with what you have. Wait, don't ask your boss for a raise. Don't go on the job or the job market. Oh my God, no, that's terrible. No, no, no. You don't have to have that uncomfortable. If you don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation with your boss about your value, you don't have to have it. No, 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 no. If it feels scary or something, you don't have to do it. That's okay. Stay with me in the comfort zone. They're inviting you into that so that they can feel more right and they can feel even more safe, insecure. You know, speaking of my mentors, one of my mentors once said, "You want security? I'll give it to you. Two hots in a cot, or three hots in a cot. I'll give you security. Go to a bank. Bring a gun, make sure it's not loaded, but go to a bank, bring a gun, and pretend you're going to rob it. You're going to get arrested and you're going to go to jail. You're going to have the extreme insecurity, three hots and a cot, three hot meals a day, you're going to get a cot, extreme insecurity. There's security for you. You don't have to worry about where money's coming from. You don't have to worry about where your food's coming from. You don't have to worry about where you're going to sleep. You got a roof over your head. And guess what? You get to be there for the rest of your life if you want." That's not the security we're talking about. Play the tape to the end. Play the tape to the end. If you keep staying in your comfort zone, if you keep staying in wanting that security, and if you keep staying exactly where you are building your own prison. You're not actually in prison, but you are metaphorically. You're building a prison. And the longer you stay there, the harder and harder it's going to be to escape. Freedom means freedom. Like, what good is freedom if you don't take advantage of it? And if you keep playing it safe, if you keep staying exactly where you are, because you'd rather deal with the devil you know than the devil you don't. If you keep playing that game with those rules, with those people, you're creating your own prison. And your own prison, and you are not taking advantage, fully leveraging the freedom that you have. We were born to live our dreams. We were not born to have three hots and a cot. We were not born to just like day in and day out do the same old thing every single day. No, that's not what we were born to do. We were born to thrive. We were born to have freedom. We were born to, yes, make loads of money. We were born to live with lives of abundance, not lives of scarcity. We were born for this life, which is keep climbing, build your dream and live it. And your career as a technical manager, as someone who has years of experience in tech to leverage, you are uniquely positioned right now. Right now, at this moment in time, you are uniquely positioned and uniquely qualified to use your career and your knowledge and your skills and your ability and your experience. You are uniquely positioned to leverage that so that you can live your purpose, so that you can have your dream, not just in a pipe dream kind of way, but actually live it. And you're not going to be able to do that if you surround yourself with play it safe people. You have to surround yourself with people who are cheering you on and are calling you out when you start to play it safe, and to remind you what you're made of and remind you that you were born to be a champion. And I get, speaking of in this day and age, I get, especially what's going on in the world right now, that it can be hard to find people like that. But I promise you that they're out there. And that's why you need to get intentional about finding them. And I'm going to make it really easy for you. Easy peasy, one, two, threesy. That's the name of the game here at the People Stack. There's too much on this road to building your dream career that's hard. We want to make everything that actually is easy, easy. We've already built that tribe. We've already built it. The People Stack family, our People Stack clients, are the ones that you're looking for. Rob and I are the ones that you're looking for. Search no longer for your tribe of loving, caring, passionate, compassionate, and oh yes, we will call you out on your bullshit lovingly people. We will not let you settle for your comfort zone any longer because we've been there. Some of us for too long. And we're a stand for people who want to build their dream careers. We're a stand for tech managers just like you, who you know that you were born for more. You just don't know the steps to take to get there. You just don't know where to find people like that. Search no further for your tribe. You found them. And so now you have a choice. You can let this go and say, okay, cool, great information, bye, what's next? Or you can say, what action am I going to take so that I can leverage this opportunity? My tribe is standing virtually right in front of me and holding out their hands and saying, join us. But look, we're not ones to yank you by the arm. That's not us. Because we know that if we have to yank you and force you to make the change and take the action that we know you need to take, it's not going to work. We can't want it more than you do. We're standing here, arms open, hands out. It's up to you to take that next step and book that call with us. We're extending the olive branch. You have to reach it. It's like we're sending you the car and the helicopter and the boat. You have to jump in. Book that call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. On that call, we're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. And part of it could be, I don't have a tribe. The people I'm surrounding myself with suck. I love them, but they suck in terms of people who can actually help me get there and climb this mountain higher. What's not working in your career right now? We're going to focus on that. And we're going to focus on where you want to go. Once you learn the how, our proven systems, and once you leverage our world-class support and leverage the power of our tribe, once you do that, what's your career going to look like? What's possible? And you're going to be able to embrace the possibility. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you get there, if we're 100% confident that it's going to work, and then all you need to do is show up as your awesome, authentic, assertive servant leader self, then we're going to talk about what it would look like to work together. No matter how that call goes, we're going to make sure that by the end of the call, you have a custom tailored plan. Whether it's working with us or preparing to work with us, we're going to give you that clarity. Like we said, we like to simplify and make everything as easy as it can possibly be. Because again, I'm not here to sugarcoat it and say, command a $200K salary, land that job as a VP or as a director, ask your boss for a raise and get a 30, 40, 50% raise. Once you're working with us, talk to our clients who have done it. None of them are going to say that it was easy. They're going to say that it was probably one of the hardest things that they've ever done, but it was straightforward. They had the support. And even though it was hard, there is this feeling of ease and flow as you get into it. It's kind of like if you've ever done something that's really, really hard, you may understand what I'm talking about, whether that might be asking your boss for a raise or like literally climbing a mountain or walking a tightrope or, you know, doing something really hard physically or even mentally or spiritually. There's this feeling that comes about where it's like, you know, it's hard and you feel yourself growing and you feel the muscle building, but at the same time, there's this ease and there's this flow to it because you know you got this. And actually, the easiest thing that I can describe to help you relate to this is that, like, just imagine yourself or actually do like 30 squats in a row or like however many push-ups is your max. You know, for some people it might be 10 or 20, and try to go just beyond that max. You get into a flow, your muscles are burning, but you got this. It's hard, but it's easy. It's hard, but it's easy. And you have this and you have this and you have this and your muscles are building and you can, and all you have to do is breathe through it and you keep doing it and you keep at it and you keep at it and you keep at it. And whew, that was hard, but wow. Those last 5 reps were strangely easy. If you've ever felt that, that's what it feels like to upgrade your career. When you have the support, the world-class support, when you have a loving tribe, when you have a proven system, that you know the thing that you're doing is going to work and all you have to do is keep at it. That's what we're here to give you. We're not promising sunshine and fairy tales and rainbows every step of the way, but what we are promising is that on the other side of those massive challenges are going to be massive breakthroughs and massive peace and joy and gratitude. And yes, career transformation, and yes, more money, and yes, massive amounts of impact. If that's what you want in your career, book that call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Who's in your tribe? Make sure you are surrounding yourself with people, only with people who are absolutely, unconditionally there to support you and cheer you on and make sure that you keep climbing and do not stay stuck in your comfort zone. That's who we want you to surround yourself with. Because that's what you would deserve. That is what we all deserve. Much love to you all. Talk to you again very soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.